Once a manager gives up on a property, as the previous manager had, the resident profile will inevitably slip. Such was the case with this property. Desperate to just fill apartments, the manager stopped doing background checks and rented to anyone who came through the door. Criminal activity got to be so bad on the property that the standard street beat police wouldn't go there. As I mentioned in my introduction, one resident was so involved in drug trafficking that he had been paralyzed from one of the many gunfights he had been in and was wheelchair-bound, and he had his wheelchair custom-built so that he could hide an automatic weapon in it. When we first took over the management of the building, he was very nice and very interested as to what we were planning on doing to increase security. He was worried how it might affect his business. We immediately evicted 15 people when we took over the property because of their involvement in criminal activity. We faced a mountainous volume of work when we took over the property. In trying to get the property back to a functioning level, the workload was so intense that I had my corporate office employees keep track of the time they spent on it. The results were astonishing. The following is the actual monthly time and cost of my corporate staff on just this one property for just 1 month. March. Asset manager, 60 hours. Cost of time, $1,920. Accounting, 56 hours. Cost of time, $1,400. Training, 12 hours. Total cost of time, $240. Total cost of time for March, $3,560. Let me tell you why this is so significant. When I negotiated the property management agreement with the owners, I wanted there to be some safeguards because I knew there would be a lot of work involved. With that in mind, we settled on a management fee of 5% of the total income collected, or $2,500 per month, whichever would be greater. When we took over the property, it was generating about $31,000 in total income each month. At 5%, our monthly fee would have been $1,550. Thankfully, we had a safeguard and collected $2,500. Unfortunately, I still lost money. In the end, we were able to get the building into a much better operating status. The difference was so dramatic that the owners actually changed the name of the building in order to shed the negative stigma of the previous name. After our hard work, the owners were able to sell the property and even realize a little profit. That would have been unthinkable 2 years earlier. This is proof positive to me that there is nothing more important to the value of a property than good property management. To me, there is nothing more tragic than seeing a property's value destroyed by a manager's bad performance. Unfortunately, this property's story is not an isolated case. The responsibility rests on your shoulders to do your homework when hiring a management company. In this chapter, we will discuss how you can avoid these mistakes and find a property manager that fits your investment's needs and manages your property successfully. What you need. First off, let me say the simplest definition of a good property management company is this: one that sends you a check and never calls. That is the dream of every real estate investor. However, this does not mean you should not be managing the property manager. Though it is easy to blame a property management company if your property is underperforming, the responsibility, ultimately, is with you. Even if you are not going to manage your own property, you need to have a fundamental understanding of the work and principles that are needed in order to make your property a success and grow in value. You should choose your management company based on an informed decision. There are many property management companies out there who are dying for your business. A lot of companies will take on your property, even if they don't have the manpower or the know-how, because they are more concerned about growing their business than creating value for your investment. Not all property management companies will specialize in managing your type of investment. Later in this chapter, we will go into detail about the various types of companies, but for now, suffice it to say you shouldn't hire a company whose expertise is commercial management to run your 10-unit resident building.